looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Masters of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
What does inspired mean by God?
How it works out is that everything that is recorded in the Bible is accurate. So if it records a murder, it's accurately recorded. If it records that someone lied, that too.
If Paul is giving his opinion, is that opinion from God?
He was called by Jesus, performed miracles, and was ordained by God to write Scripture. So even his opinion, as he is writing, is under inspiration.
Number 5.
Quote-unquote apologists who claim that a man and a woman are considered married the moment that they have relations with one another.
Yeah, I would say that those people who say that could not exegete their way out of a wet paper bag if they had a compass and a rope and people saying, come this way. If it's the case that a man and woman are married as soon as they have relations, then there could be no fornication. Because as soon as you do that, you're married and you're no longer fornicating. So that wouldn't make any sense.
Number 4.
So my question is, I need to say that I come before you in the name of Jesus to even go before the throne to get my prayers answered. Is that biblical?
Yes and no. There's no formula for prayer other than Matthew 6 and Luke 11 where, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The idea is to pray to the Father, but you can also pray to the Holy Spirit. You can pray to Jesus. Let's say you're praying, for example, for 2 hours. You know, you're really good prayers, and then at the end, you're going to say all this in Jesus' name, and you just nod off right before that. Oh, I guess all the prayers didn't matter, did it? Because you didn't say the phrase. That's not how it works in Scripture. It's not a legalistic magic phrase with power embedded in it.
Number 3.
My grandson is 7 years old, and he asked me a question that caught me off guard.
Okay.
He said, Grandma, who created God? And I said, what did you say? And he said, who created God? I know God created Adam and Eve, but who made God? Who created him? So I'm going to throw that one at you.
It's an easy answer, and he's 7. I can get sophisticated answers, but he wouldn't get them.
Yeah.
So just say this, that you can go to Psalm 90, verse 2. It says, okay, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. So God just always was. There was never a time when he did not exist, and that's all we can say about it. We don't understand how that's possible, but that's what the Bible says. That's what God says about himself.
Number 2.
Because of the recent Israeli peace deal that Trump signed, some rabbi was recorded saying that he may possibly be their Messiah that they've been waiting for, and he connects that to Trump being the Antichrist from Revelation. Do you think there's any validity to that argument?
No, the Messiah was missed by the Jews. He prophetically, you know, has to fulfill certain things which only Jesus could fulfill. The Antichrist will most probably be a homosexual, and he's going to come out of Europe. And one new theory is that he might be Muslim. So, no, he's not. I mean, we get people who, they don't know how to use the word, they don't know what the Bible really says, to make things up.
Number 1! your opinion on being a preacher and what you're supposed to be teaching, and then supporting the ideas of the left and even the far left.
As far as Joe Biden goes, I don't understand how anybody who believes in the Word of God could vote for someone who would be pro-abortion and pro-homosexuality. The Bible says to not support evil. These things are evil in the sight of God, and judgment came upon the world because of people's sins of varying forms, Sodom and Gomorrah as well. We cannot, in good conscience, support anyone who would be in direct opposition to the things of the Word of God. If your friend is supporting any candidate, not just Biden, I don't care if it's Trump, I don't care who it is, they're supporting any candidate that is pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, then I could never vote for anybody like that, and I would seriously have problems with any Christian who claims to follow Christ who would then cast their vote in support of someone who would promote such things against the Word of God and humanity and the very nature of God himself.
And now the end is near.
The show's over. It's good.
Hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.